For the finest in community radio, this is CHUO-FM 89.1, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa. Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Let's start off with violinist Michael Urbaniak and Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. Thank you. That was music from Michael Urbaniak with Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. You don't hear much from Michael these days. I remember back in the 70s, Michael and his then-wife, Ursula Dudziak, made quite an impact on the jazz music scene, particularly in Europe and a little bit here in the States. But then they split up and Ursula was living in New York and I think Michael was as well, but haven't heard anything from these two in quite a number of years. Here's some music from Bobby Previtt, a drummer of quite renown, very prolific drummer, if I may say so. And this is something that he wrote. I believe this was written by him, actually. It's called Weather is Clear. From 1996, that was Charles Bubeck on vibes, Paul Piper on guitar, Tom Baldwin on bass, and Dominic Smith was on drums, and we heard So Long Pop. That was taken from Charles's album, The Ventilator. And before that, we heard quite a busy number from drummer Bobby Previtt, something entitled Weather is Clear. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 FM. And we're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. I'd like to play for you now a tribute to one of the greatest musicians ever, and certainly a father when it comes to jazz, Louis Armstrong. Benny Carter was in Japan a few years ago, and he recorded a great live album entitled Live and Well in Japan. And it featured some amazing musicians, including Bud Johnson, Cat Anderson, Mundell Lowe, Joe Newman, Harold Jones, Cecil Payne, and even Nat Pierce was in on this session, George DeVivier on bass and Britt Woodman on trombone. Benny does a really nice tribute here to Louis Armstrong. And then we're going to listen to some music from Harold McKinney and Wendell Harrison from their album Something for Pops. And they dedicate this to Armstrong, and it's a composition entitled, Like, What Is This? Thank you.
But when you crying, you bring on the rain. So stop your crying, baby. Be happy again, Baba do that.
Well, there you have it, a short tribute to Louis Armstrong. And we just heard some music there from Harold McKinney and Wendell Harrison. I love that album that they released a few years ago entitled Something for Pops. There's a lot of really nice tunes on it. And we just heard one of them, like, What Is This? And I love the interplay between the piano and clarinet on that one. Before that, Benny Carter in Fine Form with a tribute to Armstrong. And just in case you were wondering, when you listened to the first tune in that medley, When It's Sleepy Time Down South, and you heard that wicked high note on trumpet at the very end, that was Carter himself playing there. He was just a fantastic musician. Cat Anderson was following him with Confessin', and in case you were wondering who was doing the vocals, no, it wasn't Armstrong when he was singing When You're Smiling. That was a rare performance from Joe Newman on vocals. Joe Newman, a trumpet player, who was along for this session. And the album's entitled Live and Well in Japan. Now, there's only four cuts on the album, but they're all incredible versions of standards. And you really should check this one out. Benny Carter at his best. Benny Carter died July the 13th this past summer at the age of 95 in Los Angeles. And he lived quite a fruitful and musical life, to say the least. Today marks another anniversary. It was in 1991 on this day that the great Miles Davis passed away. And I'm going to play for you two tracks from this legendary musician. Legendary doesn't even begin to describe the contributions that Miles Davis made to music over his long and illustrious career. This song was written by Bud Powell and Miles Davis and was recorded in 1949, released on the Birth of the Cool album for Capitol. It's a great number. It's entitled Budo. And after that, we're going to go to the mid-60s and listen to what Davis was up to at the Plug Nickel in Chicago. And we'll listen to his version of When I Fall in Love. But before we get to that, here's classic Davis from 1949 with Budo. Thank you.
Thank you.
I guess when you listen to parts of that, some people would think that he was playing drunk or something. But, you know, when you really listen to this session that took place at the Plug Nickel in Chicago, and you listen to Miles, so many ideas were just being bantered around between Herbie and Ron and Tony and Wayne Shorter that it made for an incredible listen. And it's amazing that time has flown by so quickly. Miles Davis passed away September 28th, 1991, and I could tell you that his influence is still being felt, mostly in pop music. It's amazing what he did back in the 70s and 80s, laid the groundwork for what we hear today with hip-hop and rap. Miles Davis had a lot to do with that. He had a lot to do with everything. Just an incredible musician all around. I'd like to play for you now another trumpet player who has really made a name for himself over the past few years. And we've been lucky to hear him here in Ottawa. Dave Douglas, this is from his album Soul on Soul and Canticle.
Thank you.
There's a reason why she's considered one of the top arrangers in jazz. That was Maria Schneider with an inspired, to say the least, version of Coltrane's Giant Steps. And if you had a chance to see her this summer at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival, you'll see what I mean when I say that she has an incredible knack for arranging and getting her musicians to work together in a cohesive manner and just make it all fly at the end. Before that, we heard Dave Douglas from a marvelous recording of his, Soul on Soul. He's, I think, one of the most inspirational trumpet players currently on the jazz scene. He's a man full of ideas and full of skill, for sure. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. Here's a band from the States known as the B-Sharp Quartet, and we're going to listen to a little How's That?
Thank you. look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. Feel like I'm clinging to a cloud. I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way. And a thousand violins begin to play. Or is it the sound of your hello? That music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. On my own. Should I wander through this wonderland alone? Never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love.
Jones with husband Houston Person on sax and Misty. And Houston is, I believe he's still around and still recording. And the name escapes me of the label. I think it's High Note Records, if I'm not mistaken, that he is currently recording for. And just before that, B-sharp quartet with How's That? And how's the show today? Well, lots of interesting music to come. Right now we're going to listen to the great Art Blakey with a composition written by Bobby Timmons, probably his most well-known. This is Moanin'. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Toronto's own Rob McConnell with Backbeat. And before that, we heard Art Blakey swinging like never before. Typical Blakey. And Moanin', a song written by one of his pianists, Bobby Timmons. I believe it was back in the, if I'm not mistaken, early 60s or mid to late 50s, somewhere around there. One of the musicians that was on the road to bigger and better things, I think, was Thomas Chapin, and his life was cut short a few years ago as a result of cancer. I'd like to play for you something from his album, You Don't Know Me. And this is an intricate arrangement and a very challenging one at that. This is called Is It?
Thank you. spend the night beside her. And you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you want to be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel. Touched her perfect body with your mind. Oh. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water. And he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And then he knew for certain only drowning men could see him. He said, all men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone, a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body.
That was music from vocalist Diane Reeves and Leonard Cohen's classic composition, Suzanne. Just before that, we heard some music from Thomas Chapin with Is It from his album You Don't Know Me. Here's some music from the Stefan Schultz Quartet from their album More Jazz, Volume 1. This is Baby Dinosaur Blues.
Thank you.
Well, we just heard some music from the Cluson Trio and Celia. And I'll be back next week with some more jazz. Don't forget to stay tuned to Aussie coming up between 3 and 4:30 this afternoon. They'll be featuring some German news, music, and commentary. And I'll be back, of course, next Sunday, God willing, with some more jazz. Have a great week. Bye for now.